Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Breathe it in, everybody. Draw that in. Take a deep breath. What is that I smell? Victory! It's a Victory Wednesday here on The Junks. Good morning to all. We are The Junkies, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of The Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today.
We've got three Caps jerseys.
Yes, we do.
Being worn. I don't know about JP. He's not here yet.
And an empty chair.
Empty chair, JP. I don't know if he's going to have his on, but
maybe he was just caught up in the Caps making the playoffs celebration.
Yeah, maybe he went out to a bar or something after
maybe,
the win.
Maybe
yeah.
He had a few too many drinks during the game. Like I guess now I have to continue adding a drink to my nightly regimen of.
Hold on. You realize
it's a superstition now.
You realize that's going to continue throughout the entire.
I guess it has to.
What did you do though? I thought you just did kind of the same thing.
I added a Scotty's vodka cocktail
into the two beer mix. You did. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I did that again last night. Caps win. Caps get into the playoffs. Highly unlikely that the Caps would make the playoffs.
Incredible.
I mean, we were looking at their percentages just a month and a half ago, and their percentages
6%.
Were like 6%.
Yeah. Then it went 6% up to make then it the went up to 72%. Maybe that was the highest.
Right.
Then it dipped back down to the 40s.
Mm-hmm. Now I will never mention that site's name again because I got into a weird dust-up with the guy who runs the site last night.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Why? He was bitter?
No. It was weird. So the Caps win. So I go to the site that I'll never name again on air, and I screenshotted because they hadn't updated the Caps playoff percentages after the win.
Uh-huh.
So I screenshotted it was 42%, and then I wrote over the 42%. 100%.
Right. And the guy The guy took that personally?
And tweeted it. Mm. Here's the problem. Mm. There's a deeper layer to it, and somebody hit me to this on Twitter after he responded. Let me find the exact response.
Yeah, look. Hockey nerd drama.
It was hockey nerd
Twitter
drama
streets.
At like the highest level last night. I was surprised by it. Let me see the exact interaction.
Can't
that
believe
I had
the guy was.
Guy.
I mean, you guys, you dropped his site a million times free.
Literally a million times.
And is he a local guy?
I don't know if he's
probably not a local guy.
I don't know if he's local.
Yeah, he didn't get it.
So his response to my tweet was, "Congratulations to the Caps, the luckiest worst playoff team ever."
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So that was.
That's kind of a slight. That's definitely a slight.
He definitely took that personally.
It's definitely a slight. But then somebody tweeted
but
this.
But that's not a shot at you.
Not a shot at me. And
yeah.
I just found it like to be a weird response. You know, like people are celebrating. Nobody's saying the Caps are going to win the Stanley Cup. People are just happy that the Caps are
in.
Qualified for the playoffs.
I did notice that.
It's a nice flex. I didn't bring my ring in, but I do like flex.
You should you should tweet him back the ring.
I should.
Hey, do it right now. Take a picture of Eric's ring and tweet him right now. Right now.
I'll add that to the thread.
Maybe I'll wear it tomorrow.
So anyway, somebody later told me that he has some sort of vendetta towards Ovi because he feels like Ovi's too close to Putin, whatever. So like when you click on Ovi's like bio on that site, which I'll never ever name again.
He's definitely close to Putin.
Not ever.
But
Like every other player, it goes to their stats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you click on Ovi's name, it goes to like an article about his Putin ties. Mm. So he clearly has an axe to grind.
He has an agenda.
He has an agenda. So anyway, that's just a weird subplot. Won't even mention that ever again. But let's get back. Play that music again.
Play it again,
Valdez.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is time to celebrate.
Did you tell the guy to F off or anything?
I keep it classy.
You never said anything else?
I did. I said kind of weird response. And then I just listed, you know, that Ovi caught fire. Chucky Lindgren put the team on his back to carry them to the playoffs.
Right.
And I just left it at that.
Yeah.
I'll never have to interact with that person ever again.
Maybe he's based in New York.
I don't know. I honestly don't care.
He's a crazy person.
Yeah, he's an insane person.
We'll never drop that website again.
Never, ever again.
It's one of the more, you know, I don't follow the NHL year to year besides the Caps, but I was talking to Alan May yesterday. He said, before the game, he said he's never seen anything like this where four teams on the last day, essentially the last day or the last game, had a shot at one wild card spot.
Right.
And then he said it was one of the more wild seasons because of Washington's goal differential. I don't know when the last time a team got in the playoffs at minus 37.
1994 was the
94.
I think it was the San Jose Sharks.
Wow, that's going back quite a ways.
So you got 30 years of teams probably getting into the playoffs with a positive goal differential, but this year you had two.
But just all the adversity the team went through, they traded pieces at the deadline. The high priced goalie that they expected to carry them was nailed to the bench for the last month and a half of the season as Chucky Lindgren solidified his stranglehold on the job. Ovi caught fire when it looked like he was going to score 15 goals if he was lucky. Scores again last night, by the way, to lead off the scoring for the Capitals.
No backy.
Yeah, no backy.
No backy.
Kuzi's gone.
Kuzi gone. Backy. Oshie was hurt some of the year.
Oshie in and out of the lineup.
I mean, Wilson
six-game suspension.
Yeah, Wilson suspension.
I mean, there's just a million.
I mean, how many different rookies did they call up or young
guys?
They
had to lean on a lot of those guys, and that was a seismic shift for the team because Laviolette, his whole thing was relies on the vets. Rookies don't play, and it honestly stifled the growth of a guy like Connor McMichael. Mm-hmm. Saw what he did this year. He wasn't able to do that while Laviolette was here.
I told you multiple times during the season, what are you all worried about? They're not going to go to the playoffs. Just relax. I mean, I was wrong.
Right.
I kept saying, they're not going to go to the playoffs.
I didn't
Why are you getting so excited? It's fine.
Doesn't it feel so good that, like, just over-delivered on a season where they told you that expectations are going to be low?
You know what's weird about it? Really weird about it? The last two games, maybe it's just me. I wasn't even that anxious. I mean, I was watching it, and I was very involved, but I felt very weirdly confident.
You weren't puckered like previous years when you had the weight. You had the weight of expectations on the team.
Like midway through the third period last night.
I was
into the game, but at one point I stopped myself and I said, my expectations should not be high for this team. Like, just qualifying for the playoffs is the win.
Correct.
If they get in,
And then we just see what happens.
We're full blown free rolling now.
You had house money. House money syndrome.
House money syndrome. Now the only issue
is it's a brand new season, right? And that's amazing. But they're not any younger and faster. They're still going to have problems with the fast
scoring.
Teams.
If they haven't scored 4-1 or get swept by the Rangers.
Yeah.
So be it.
Yeah,
I'm just happy that they're there.
I'm just happy that there are more games to talk about.
Yeah, maybe their style, like the last couple of games, their style was low scoring wins, blocking shots, good goalie play.
Yep.
Maybe that.
I mean,
works in the playoffs.
Carberry helped lead them to 20 one goal wins this season. 20 of them.
He did a remarkable job.
That is so much pressure.
And
I'll tell you this.
I mean, you know, we've had Alan May on the show for over a decade, right? Probably even longer than that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen him so giddy. I mean, obviously when he won Stanley Cup. But, I mean, last night, he was downright giddy after the game.
Yeah, post-game, I think Alexa Lanistoy said that he was almost in tears.
Dude, he was so
happy. For making
the
playoffs.
Right.
I mean, he loves it so much.
He was
so happy.
Yeah.
I mean, I was happy, of course. And I'll tell you what. I was stunned at the number of tweets I got from people saying, please, one less segment of quarterback talk. People were so lamenting all the skin. Like, they're just over it. They want something
fun, something different.
Yeah, it's draft
something
fatigue.
Different
cool.
to talk about. Yeah.
Well, you got it today.
It's postseason success, which no teams have had around here of late. Mm-hmm. So it's great for the Caps to be back after missing the playoffs last year.
Yeah, you went through it yesterday. Not only have the professional teams been terrible,
hello,
here,
JP,
but the college basketball teams were terrible.
The Capitals on FanDuel 180-1 to win the Stanley Cup. The Rangers are 8-1.
Well, oh, by the way,
huge underdog. Wouldn't that be awesome if they could take out Coach Lav?
That'd be fantastic. I mean that would make my decade if that happened.
Yeah.
On a side note, very happy you lost all of your bonus bet money by betting on the Flyers. Love to hear that.
I did.
That is a cherry on top.
100 on the Bruins, loser. 200 on the Flyers, loser. But you know what? It was worth it.
It was exactly. It was no money out of your pocket. It was just bonus money.
It was bonus money, but people at FanDuel are great to me. But yeah, I was like I told you yesterday. I said, I hope I lose. I told Alan May, I hope I lose.
Right.
And well, he laughed.
I was hoping you were going to lose too.
And I'm glad I lost.
Do you think the biggest reason this team went from 2% playoff chance to making the playoffs? It's as simple as Ovi got hot.
Ovi got hot and Lindgren.
I'd say it's Lindgren more than Ovi got hot. Don't you think? I mean, Lindgren was playing every game playing like that.
Yeah.
I mean, Ovi was scoring every once in a while.
I think I heard that Lindgren.
It helped.
I think he started like 25 of the last 29 games.
I mean, how often does that happen?
Carbs knew he couldn't, if he was going to get to where he wanted to go. He had to rely on Chucky.
Doesn't that happen on many teams that have stud goaltenders?
But they play every single game?
The majority of the games?
Maybe down the stretch?
Down the stretch, I think.
No, they'll play the majority, but the backup will play, I don't know, 25 games?
I don't know. Look at Tampa, for example.
25 games.
Yeah. Cakes, you know what the Caps have heading into the playoffs? Hot goalie.
Hot goalie. They do have a hot goalie.
Hot goalie.
They do have that.
Right, is the big...
Keeps you in a lot of games.
Hot goalie.
You got a hot goalie. Chucky. Chucky's my guy. I may have to get a Chucky jersey.
His contract situation?
He has 1 year left on a three-year, $3.3 million deal.
All right, so he'll be back at least next year.
Oh, it's a lock he'll be back.
Okay.
I mean, BMAC could even start working on an extension to keep him in the fold.
Well, you never know. These goalies are mercurial the way they're hot 1 year and then cold next year. I mean, Kemper just won a cup.
Glad that Chucky is hot right now.
Hope he was our guy and then moved on and now he's out of the league.
I know. Retired.
It's crazy.
I know.
It happens fast, man. Ride the wave while you can, and it is exciting time, and it's totally like a bonus.
By the way, the real chef's kiss to last night's win was the fact that Torts pulled his goalie, even though Detroit scored, and the end result really didn't matter for him. Like, he didn't have to pull the goalie to win in regulation, because with Detroit winning or gaining a point, the Flyers were eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't have to pull the goalie, and TJ Oshie scores in an empty net. Love that. That's fantastic.
And I guess there's a little bit of controversy because that he did it and didn't know, but he didn't know the result of the Detroit game, which it already eliminated him.
Right, but that's on him because I believe that there was like a minute and a half like gap between when Detroit scored and when he pulled the goalie.
But in the moment, he didn't know, and he thought they needed a regulation win.
That's fine, but like if he were tech savvy and had somebody in his ear saying, Detroit just scored. We are eliminated. No need to pull
the
goalie.
But you know what? You might not want to know that.
Why does he care, though?
Yeah. You know what
I mean? He doesn't. He couldn't care less about Detroit's fan base. Yeah. Or
I mean, I know he wants to win the game. He's a coach.
I think his whole mindset and his defense is, I got to go out there and we got to win.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I should send him a gift basket. I'm incredibly happy that he pulled his goalie.
You know what? Does he have a charity? Does he have a charity? That's what all fan bases do all the time.
Yeah,
is they donate to the person's charity that hooks them.
I'll send his favorite charity $25 today.
I like the idea of a fruit basket. Send it to him.
Right.
I like that idea actually.
Yes, I loved seeing TJ Oshie screaming down the ice and just popping empty netter.
I tweeted about it. He was phenomenal last night. He's always this way, but
yeah.
He's just in every mix. He gets his stick on everything. He pokes everything out. He makes big goals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's still quick as hell. I know there's a rumor that, you know, this may be his last season.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a shame. He's still got a lot of life left in his game.
That was a just total gutty win by the Caps on no rest. And Carb
said it in the post game.
He's like, we were gassed. You could tell we were gassed. And if you watch that game, like, there were times where they were struggling to clear the puck out of their defensive zone. Mm-hmm. Like, the Flyers were putting immense forecheck pressure on the Caps, and you could tell the Caps were just, they were just flailing.
You could also tell, as Locker said during the final period, that every Cap was giving it his all in every shift.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted it.
The intensity was there.
Also, Caps, I think, got majorly hooked early when the puck goes off of Chucky. And then
that
goes
was
like
weird one.
15 feet in the air.
Whistle blows.
And then he clenches up like he's got it. And the refs are like, okay, he's protecting the puck. We're going to blow the play dead. And then the puck just bounces off him into the back of the net.
I can't remember what the referee called there.
The referee basically said it wasn't like a continuous motion of the shot, I think, was the explanation. Yeah. It was weird.
Philly got, if that would have happened to the Caps, we would have been pissed.
But I'm pointing back here. This part of my body was clenching pretty hard when the refs looked like they were conspiring against the Caps. Were going to call the goal.
They should have been up.
You know who is happiest that the Caps make the playoff?
Happiest. Hold on. Can I get a hint?
Sure. This person has been mentioned on the show as a possible scapegoat for the Caps missing the playoffs.
The happiest person.
You. Cakes for being a jinx.
It might be me.
No, Lauren Oshie.
Lauren Oshie
with her playoff jackets that were pre-made 3 weeks before the season ended.
They can go back to that page if it's still active on her browser and hit submit.
Has she ever
shown playoff jackets?
Did they actually make them?
I've seen the renderings. I don't know if she's ever modeled them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in fact, tweeting asking for playoff jackets when your position is not secured.
Yeah.
When it's in doubt.
And I am also off the hook because one John DePompa, super Caps fan, super P1 of the show, claimed me to be a Capitals jinx because I sent out a pre-playoff selfie. Not a jinx.
You are off the hook. Although I have a lot of questions regarding your procedure moving forward.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, does your Scotty's cocktail change from game to game, or did you have the same?
I think I have to keep it the same now. I think the Scotty's cocktail of note, and if you guys want to make this at home, you can certainly do it. One, Scotty's vodka, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Proud sponsor of the show. We love ourselves some Scotty's vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Add a healthy dose of ice. Crushed, if you can. Cubed is acceptable. A 12-ounce Topo Chico blueberry with hibiscus flavor and one lemon wedge. Throw it in a mixer. Act like Tom Cruise in Cocktail. Shake it up and pour it into a glass. And there you have your Scotty's vodka cocktail of the night. I think I have to keep doing that.
So it's beer plus vodka?
That drink and two beers. That's going to be...
No, but I'm saying the vodka... The beer. Topo Chico's a beer, right?
No, Topo Chico's is flavored water.
Yeah, oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was a beer.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Another question.
Yes.
That's weird.
So I think you still keep this routine, but if they lose game one to the Rangers, maybe you change the...
Change the order?
Change the cocktail.
Okay. I can do that. Keep Scotty's vodka, the constant, but I'll switch up the mixer. I'll get a Topo Chico like variety pack.
There you go.
That's what I'll do. That'll be the move. And a lime or two. Just switch up the garnish.
I thought about bringing in some Scotties and some mixers for a celebration.
Oh, yeah. It's probably better you didn't.
But I was too tired.
Better
too lazy.
Because like that extra drink, I can feel it right there in the back of my brain right now.
Can. It's still there.
Well, I'm old and I shouldn't be having three drinks before bed. Two drinks is
well. I can tell you this: if they beat the Rangers, which is, you know, long shot, but if they beat the Rangers, big time celebration.
Who do we need to hate? We need to hate Artemi Panarin.
Yeah, the bread man, Artemi Panarin. Him,
Kreider.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, probably their goalie, too. Is it Igor Shesterkin?
Shesterkin.
Yeah, I have a hard time pronouncing his name. Yeah, and I love the guy. I used to love the guy. We can hate Coach LaViolette.
I still like him.
I like him, too, but right now, as the opponent, I'm forced to not like him.
Right.
Well, we don't like Eric Gustafson. We don't like Jimmy Vesey. We don't like Jacob Trouba. Or Trouba.
Yep. Screw all those guys.
We don't like Adam Fox. We don't like any of those guys.
They have a guy named Capo Caco.
Okay. I don't like him either.
We don't like him.
I need to see the schedule in front of me. I need to see when game one is.
It's going
to
be Saturday or Sunday. I need to see still that. Up in the air.
All right. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. We're riding the Caps high. 800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Also, text us. Thompson Creek Windows text machine is open. 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always tweet us on X at Junks Radio. Our pal Chris Russell's going to join us at 8 o'clock. Mike Rizzo, GM of the Nats at 9. And Brian Dozier, former Nats player. They are celebrating 5 years since they won the World Series. It's alumni weekend. For the Washington Nationals. So we will talk to Brian Dozier at 9:45. But the phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. Caps are in the playoffs. Do you think they can make a run? What are your expectations? We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.